So we settle in tonight. Let's take up the sound of silence as an anchor for the attention for a while. So if you haven't done this practice before, it's quite simple. Sitting in a relaxed way, body stable, body relaxed. Opening to the experience of hearing. And as the mind is open, sensitive to hearing, so also a sense of contemplating the space of the mind, or the sound of the space of the mind, the background sound that naturally arises when the mind is attuned to the space of the mind, or the space of here and now. For some people, it's a very clear background sound. Other people, it's more of a background vibration felt energetically or physically. And conceptually, it's this perception of space, of vastness, of the here and now. And even if the mind is quite active tonight, you can attune to this vast space by noticing the gaps between the thoughts. And keep it simple. Cultivating this sense that all this activity is arising in a very big, vast space of mind. So remember, let the mind be interested not so much in the objects that are coming and going, but instead noticing, attending to the sense of space, the sound of silence. Boundless, open space of the heart and mind. And don't worry about the activity. Let it be whatever it is. If it's possible, relaxing back into the sense, this reality of space, what is unbounded and unformed and vast and empty. And adding another piece to this practice. So, the mind is attending to the great vast space of the mind itself. And then every time, or most times, when some activity of the mind or body arises, then practice seeing that activity is not me, not mine. You can even use that phrase, not I, not me, not mine. Just a movement of nature being known. And that's the case whether it's a thought that's come and going or an emotion, a sensation, a sound. Cultivating the perception of not self by seeing the object of experience as a movement of nature, not self, not me, not mine. So in a very real sense, there are two things. There is this experience of a vast, open, empty space of here and now. And there are movements of body and mind, movements of nature that come and go. So remember to be wholehearted. We're contemplating the space, the sound of silence, or whatever supports the mind opening to what is unformed and vast and boundless. And we're also noticing, meditating on the activities of mind and body, contemplating this as not self, not me, not mine, just a movement of nature being known. And the last part of the reflection then is as you contemplate these movements of mind and body, sounds and sights and thoughts and sensations, specifically contemplate the insubstantial nature of these movements of nature. That inherently a sound has the quality of space in it, sensation, emotion, even thought, has a kind of space-like insubstantial nature. So the activities of the mind and body are seen to share the quality of space or emptiness. They have an appearance of being something, a thought, a sound. But in the end, it doesn't turn out to be much of something. So if something were to arise that has the appearance of being fixed or solid or me or mine, then in a relaxed way, contemplating this experience, this object, and see if you can notice the qualities of space, that is the insubstantial, ephemeral, not-self nature, or whatever it is that's caught the mind's attention. Somebody asked the Buddha, in what respect is it said that the world is empty? And the Buddha replied, insofar as it is empty of a self, or anything pertaining to a self, thus it is said that the world is empty. And what is empty of a self, or anything pertaining to a self? The eye, visual forms, and eye consciousness are empty of self or anything pertaining to a self. The ear and sounds and sound consciousness, the nose and smells consciousness, tongue and taste consciousness, body and sensation consciousness, and intellect, and thoughts, and the consciousness of thoughts. All of these are empty of a self or anything pertaining to a self. Thus it is said that the world is empty.